Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. And welcome to your pre-comunicado oficial on Pedro Neto. Not done one of these this summer, really. It's been fairly slow. I think it's fair to say in terms of elite signings, in terms of people to get really, really excited about, get you up off your seat. And now Chelsea look like they're on the verge of signing one in the form of Pedro Neto. Now, if you are a long-time listener of the pod, during 5 and 5, we discussed the likelihood of Pedro Neto and how worried I was, but then also briefly dissected my thoughts. But I thought today we'd use this opportunity to really dive into it, really discuss what Pedro Neto could bring to this Chelsea team. And it is something which really, really excites me. I look at him as a, despite his age, a senior figure in the squad. 2-3 years Premier League experience. Somebody who you can see with the skill he has is an elite talent, somebody who can really help those younger players develop. Again, despite his age and only being slightly older than some of them, he is somebody who I really think elevates this squad. Can play anywhere across the front line, can play in the 10, that utility player, which I think would be is great to have in that front line. Not saying that I don't think we still need somebody. I still feel that maybe we should be looking at a centre forward. Obviously, Samu Mordion is flying to London and will be joining Chelsea over the next few days. But Victor Osimhen is still on the radar. So somebody of that elite quality, I really think could help Chelsea elevate even further alongside Pedro Neto. It'd be an absolutely amazing side, I think it's fair to say. The other problem we have now, though, is with signing Pedro Neto, where does everyone fit in? Raheem Sterling, Mikhailo Mudryk, Noni Madueke, Nico Jackson, Pedro Neto. The list goes on. Cole Palmer, even if you want to put him out wide. Christopher Nkunku, someone else who can even play out wide. Problem now with Chelsea is that they've stockpiled far too many players. And this is a really, really interesting case of what we're going to deal with. But we'll dive into that a little bit further. Does he fit into the strongest 11? Is he somebody who can really come in and make a massive difference? I'll give you all those thoughts in a minute. But first, before we get into it, I thought I'd pull somebody out of their hovel. He's disappeared all summer. He's gone and done what he needs to do. But you need to know some numbers behind this player. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tom Masters and it's Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Yes, hello everyone. The Stat Shagger is here and he's still going strong. Now, this summer, of course, has been a bit of a weird one for Chelsea in terms of transfers. Very underwhelming, I would say, in fact. More children, again, of course, it's Chelsea. We would, you know, obviously keep the children coming. And then Kieran Drisbury-Hall, which, you know, take it or leave it, not the most exciting signing we've had, let's be honest. Now, Pedro Neto is someone who I think changes that. He is a big-name player and someone that I really think could massively help Chelsea out. Now, the Stat Shagger is here, so we're going to crunch Pedro Neto down into numbers, and I'm going to leave it up to you guys to figure out whether or not he will fit into this Chelsea team. Now, Pedro Neto, in total, has played 156 games in his career, only 17 goals and 25 assists in those games. 31 of those goal involvements have come in the Premier League in 111 games, 11 goals and 20 assists in 111 Premier League appearances. Neto, of course, as well, has never been sent off before. So there's a fun, unique fact about him for you. Last season was a bit of an injury hit one for him. He played 24 games in total, 3 goals and 11 assists. As I say, injury hit, only 18 starts in the Premier League due to 2 hamstring injuries. Goals did come. He had 2 of them in the Premier against Luton and Manchester United. But his most impressive stat last season, absolutely, was the fact that he has 9 Premier League assists last year in only 18 starts. So pretty strong in the creative way of things. Something Chelsea could definitely do more of. However, maybe his finishing not quite what is required. Anyway, he has uniquely played as a right winger, a left winger, a centre forward, a centre attacking midfielder or a 10, and also as a kind of second striker. And he has had returns in all of those games. So this is something I actually think is quite unique about Neto. As in his career, he has played 44 times on the left, 36 on the right, 19 times as a centre forward, 14 times as a second striker, and a further 13 as a kind of number 10. And his numbers are pretty good in most of those. 13 goal involvements in 36 games as a right winger, 3 goals, 10 assists. 11 goal involvements in 44 games on the left, 5 goals, 6 assists. Only 2 assists in 19 games as a centre forward, 4 goals, 3 assists in 14 as a secondary striker, 4 goals and 1 assist in 13 as a centre attacking midfielder. So generally has pretty strong stats in most of those positions, which is encouraging. And then that's it really in Portugal. Brief involvement this summer at the Euros, didn't play the knockouts. 10 Portugal caps and one goal, and his honours stand currently at one Italian Cup, Coppa Italia, with Lazio. It's back to you guys in the studio.
Some interesting numbers there, and obviously Tom touched on the fact that he is a player who can play in the 10, left wing, right wing, centre forward, somebody who has really done it everywhere. So I'll be intrigued to see where he fits into the side. So now let's discuss that big point. Does he get into Chelsea's strongest 11? Well, if we're going to go through the team, I mean, I'm going to say Robert Sanchez in goal purely because Philip Jorgensen, I've not seen enough of him. I don't think Robert Sanchez is the strongest keeper we have, but, you know, it remains to be seen. The two centre-halves, you're probably looking at Colwill and Tosin. Again, you probably should be putting Trevor Chalobah in there, but he's no longer part of the squad. Right back, first game of the season. Of course, Reece James would be the strongest player there, but he's not available. So you look at Malo Gusto, left back. You've got Marco Correa. You've then got the very interesting proposition of Caicedo and Lavia for me. But this is where it gets interesting. Now, of course, Enzo Fernandez is considered the poster boy for Chelsea. He's by the club. He's considered somebody who they want to build everything around. He's been named one of the vice captains of the side. So is he going to be going in there? Maybe you'd like to think so. But then also there's been talk about Cole Palmer playing a more central role. So will it be Cole Palmer in the 10? But if it's not, you're probably going to see Cole Palmer on the right, I think, is the strongest option there. I'd then like to see Christopher Nkunku in the 10. I think Pedro Neto starts on the left-hand side for Chelsea. I think he's our strongest option there, ahead of Raheem Sterling, ahead of Mikhailo Mudryk. And then up front, you're looking at Nico Jackson. This is right now, of course. If Chelsea sign Samuel Mordion, if Chelsea sign Victor Osimhen, our options then become more interesting because there's talk of Nico Jackson being pushed out to left wing, which personally, I'm a big fan of him playing out there. I think he's a player who is very direct. He brings up striker's instincts to the left-hand side, and I think it's something which goes massively under the radar and is massively underappreciated because he did stretch the play a lot when he played out wide last season, and he definitely deserves to be in this side. So if you take him to the left-hand side, you then look at maybe Victor Osimhen up front. Does Pedro Neto get on the right wing? Well, maybe, but then Cole Palmer shifts into the number 10 position. Okay, well, if you shift Cole Palmer into the number 10 position, what happens to Christopher Nkunku? What happens to Enzo Fernandez? What happens to all these players that we have in these positions, and how do you keep them all happy? So this is going to be a real struggle for Chelsea this year. But this is a celebration pod. I'm not going to sit here and moan. I'm going to talk about Pedro Neto and how happy I am that we have him. But with all of that being said, I think he's going to be an excellent player. So we should probably talk to somebody who knows everything there is to know about Pedro Neto. So I'm going to hand you over to Matt Cooper from Talking Wolves.
Matt Cooper here from the Talking Wolves podcast. I think I speak for most, if not all, Wolves fans in saying that we are very sad to see the back of Pedro Neto. A fantastic footballer. Very, very exciting. Gets you on the edge of your seat. He's can beat a man like no other. And over the last probably year or so, he's really started to add that end product in his game. For last season, he got over 10, 11 assists, I think. And if he wouldn't have had so many injuries, I think he probably would have been looking at a 20-assist season. The fee, around £55 million, is a fee that I think that Wolves simply cannot turn down. He's still got quite a few years left on his contract, but unfortunately, the thing that holds Neto back, and I think the thing that stopped him going to a Manchester City or even, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, I do think he's that good, and that's no disrespect to Chelsea, it's just where Chelsea are at the minute. His injury record is absolutely shocking. He's been at Wolves 5 years. He's missed over 600 days through injury. Now, if you can get Pedro Neto fit and firing, you've got one of the best players in the league. And I truly mean that. He's a world-class talent. But it's whether you can keep him injury-free. The concerns have been that it's not a reoccurring injury. He's had two hamstring injuries, both on either leg. He shattered his patella tendon. He had an ankle injury. So they're all different injuries. He does seem quite injury prone. But regardless, he's a wonderful player. I think Wolves fans will wish him all the best. We knew he was going to go. We expected around 50, 60 million. Liverpool were interested. City were interested. Spurs were interested. Spurs did offer Oliver Skip and cash, which was obviously turned down by Wolves. So for Chelsea to steal one on Spurs will obviously appease the fans. But you've got a wonderful player. He'll join your 20 other wingers. Hopefully he gets minutes, but perhaps him being in rotation means he won't be as susceptible to injuries. But yeah, a fantastic player, lightning quick, great end product, strong, can turn. He's a wonderful player. I wish him all the best and please do look after him.
So I guess that semi answers the question. Would Pedro Neto be playing every week? Given his injury record, I sincerely doubt it. I think maybe with that rotation, we might be getting the best out of him. More regular minutes, somebody who can keep on his toes, ready to go all the time. And I'm excited to see that. So I think Pedro Neto, based on what Matt's telling us there, is going to be a massive, massive asset to Chelsea Football Club. I'm really excited to see him. He's somebody who I've admired from afar for a long time. And if you are a long-term listener of the pod, you know that Tom and myself have been all over Pedro Neto for a long, long time. Tom kept banging on about him for his fantasy team last year as much as I banged on about James Ward-Prowse. So we'll have to see what happens with Pedro Neto when he arrives at Chelsea, how it all pans out. But we've got one more game of pre-season with Inter Milan. We now need to get ready for that. And then the season starts against Manchester City next weekend. So I'll leave that with you. Give us your thoughts on Twitter. Let us know everything you think about Pedro Neto arriving at Chelsea Football Club. Is he somebody who fits the bill and is exactly what Chelsea need? I've been Louis Beneventi. This has been the Chelsea Echo. Make sure you follow us on our socials. Follow me on my personal socials as well, at @Louis_Beneventi on Twitter, at Louis Beneventi on Instagram and other platforms. But we will see you guys for our season preview. Take care of yourselves and we'll see you later.